Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and good day, good evening to all of you beloved brothers and sisters of our beautiful new earth. Well, we're moving towards that. Anyways, welcome to our Q call for today. And today, of course, is August the 24th, 2021. So I'm going to go ahead and give me a minute. Let's go ahead and bring Zaria through first. And then I'll go ahead and give, thank you so much for your patience. And I'll get Q on our call for today. All right, here we go. Okay. And then we'll do two.
Hello?
Hello, dear.
Hello, dear.
Hi, Zaria. Okay. We're going to go get you now so we can get started on a call. You want to just say hi to everybody?
Hello, everybody.
Sounds like Zaria is a little... Now. All right. Yeah, we've just been through a little bit of some hectic activity. So I know that Zaria is kind of winded. So I'm going to go ahead and put Zaria now on mute. And let's go ahead and get Q. I know he's full of energy and ready to answer some of our questions. And I know a lot of you have a lot of questions, a lot of information, especially now as we are moving forward into a lot of disclosure that will be coming out. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And I also have a couple of other ideas that I probably would like to ask him as well. So here we go. Let me go ahead and bring Q in, and we shall get this road, this call rolling. Okay, here we go. Let's do this. I hope all of you are safe wherever you are. I know we've had some really very extreme weather. So here we go. Is that his number? Okay, well, we'll try. We do not want any interruptions today from any interferences from you-know-who. We won't even name their names. Please be collaborative with us today.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again.
Okay. I guess we'll... Oh, that's interesting. Let's call me again.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try...
Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do is, just as I did before, everyone, let me go ahead and just let him know that I'm calling from Blog Talk. Because we already know that Q, he's already not, you know, he doesn't live in the present at all, like we do. Well, I don't want to say we, me. Anyway, some of us. All right. So let me go ahead and try calling him again. All right. I just want to make sure that I've got that right number, which I thought I did. Okay. Yep, we got the right number. Here we go.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try.
Maybe he got pulled into something of an emergency. Hey, Drea? Yeah, why don't you go ahead?
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try.
Okay. Okay, let's just cancel that. All right, Drea, why don't you go ahead and see if you could bring him through on your phone? See if he'll answer on your phone. Wait a minute. Hold on a second, everybody. Zaria?
You had me on mute. I couldn't talk.
Yeah, you know what?
You want me to try calling him or not?
Yeah, why don't you ahead and give him a call, if you will? Yeah.
See if he answers to my phone.
Yeah, if not, I know that he's probably tied up. So in that case, we'll just have your dad
come
through.
He might be.
Uh-huh. Right, that's what I'm thinking also. There's so much going on right now. Okay, hang in there, everybody. I think Billy is talking to her on her phone. Talking with him on her phone. How's it going, Zaria? Okay, so we know that he's very busy. So, Zaria, I could hear, hold on a minute. Yes, I could hear you, and you're on. I think you're on mute. Well, that's very interesting. Here we go again. This is really very strange, folks. I just finished talking to you. Zaria? I'm going to call you again. Turn off your phone. I'm going to just close your line, and I'm going to call you again. I'm going to call you again. Hold on. There we go. There you are.
Yeah, I can hear you, but I hear you now. Before, I couldn't hear you at all.
I know. I couldn't either. So anyways, why don't we do this? Why don't we, would you mind just bringing your dad through?
Yeah.
And then
why don't we just continue with the question and answers from the last call?
So I'll go ahead and bring your dad through. Okay.
I will.
Please. Thank you. Okay, very good. As I know, a lot of people have new questions today.
So we'll just have our question and answer session today.
You bet. Okay, we will. All right, so go for it. And if Q calls you or he calls me, then we'll be good. We'll bring him in. So we'll just play it all by ear. Okay, you ready?
Indeed, beloved, glorifying goddesses.
Zara, thank you for saving the day and coming through and saying hello. And
let us continue with the question and answers.
Exactly.
And
let's
do that.
We'll go from there. Okay, go ahead. All right, everybody. We're just doing Q&A right now with Zora. But before we start, let's do a 5-4-3-2-1 for healing the entire planet, you know, from hurricanes to floods to fires, Zora. Let's do that first. And heal our souls. Heal our, not souls, but heal our bodies. Mind,
five,
body, spirit.
5-4-3-2-1, receive.
5-4-3-2-1, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of all and spirits of our beings, we are in perfect health, perfect harmony and joy every day. And that's how it is in this entire world as well. That is the reality of perfection that we all are and all is. All right. So be it. We know it and we're good to go. Okay. So let's go ahead. Zora, are you ready?
I am indeed.
Okay, here we go. All right, first, I know who this is. This is Pawnee, and we're going to go ahead, Pawnee. You're going to be on the air. You're number one right now. Here we go. Come on. There
Thank
we
you
go.
So much. Can you hear me?
We can. Hi, Pawnee. How
okay,
are you?
Thanks. I'm doing great. I just didn't hear that little cue that you are unmuted. So I'm sorry. Okay. So I want to thank you so much for, you know, bringing Q, you know, when he does come in. That is such a great source of information. And, yeah. And so is Zora.
Right.
So Zora,
of course.
On Saturday, a gentleman calls you and he says, why is Trump promoting the vaccine? And you said for votes. And I just, that just didn't sit right with me. I can't understand Trump, who is so popular, everybody loves him. Why would he do that? So I thought maybe you could kind of search your genius and see if you could let us know the answer again.
Trump is doing what is termed as playing both sides of the fence at the moment, trying to keep the peace and without going into what is called a debate to avoid it going into being having a debate about it. But understand that he had a different type of vaccine. He had
the hydrochloroquine, right?
Yes, he had that, which was not in the actual vaccination, which cured him, and so he knows that that works. So he's endorsing that and not the vaccine.
Right. Right. It's more preventative.
Oh,
it is
well,
indeed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But, you know, does his audience know that? He's not saying, hey, go get the hydrochloroquine. He's saying, get the vaccination. So everybody, you know, they'll believe him. And I just,
right. So here, Pawnee. So
yeah.
I think because the EBS, you know, is coming out.
Yes.
Like it's already been tested. It's coming out like any day now. The RV is already flowing out already. Not for our tier 4B, but it is already beginning to flow out. So it's everything is moving in the direction it needs to move. Because remember, we got to remember that the military is behind all of this. He's kind of taken the back seat. So until they come out with the EBS and starts, then they start to come out with all of the disclosure, you know, about the governments and the pandemic, et cetera. He has to take a back seat. Otherwise, they will continue to try to crucify him.
Okay.
And he can't do
I
that.
Understand.
He needs to be at, yeah, he needs to be back at his post, even if it's temporary.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jane, and love you both.
Sure.
Take care.
We love
Thank you
too.
So much.
Okay. We love you. Thank you, Pawnee. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So Pawnee got us all started. And so the next caller we have is 323. And, you know, that's also my other question also for Q. You know, we need to be able to know from his point of view, what is he seeing presently and how does he see things to move forward with, you know, et cetera, Trump and EBS, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, he's not quite here yet. All right. So let's go to 323 ending in 5640. 5640, we have Zora here for you. Hello? 5640, are you here? Did you have a question for Zora? All right. That's okay. We're going to put you back on mute and we'll go on to the next person. Next person is 504 ending in 57. Let me see. Hold on a minute. There we go. 504-5733.
Hello.
57. Yes. Welcome.
Yes. Hi. This is Gwen from New Orleans.
Oh, well, hello, Gwen.
Can everyone hear? Hi. How are you?
We can hear you.
Can you
hear me? Okay. Oh, yes. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Good. I have read and also have heard rumors that FEMA, the government, has put aside some FEMA trailers for people like us who are not vaccinated, kind of hoard us all together, keep us separated and isolated. Is there any truth to this?
Hey, Gwen, I didn't quite get that. You're talking about FEMA putting what together for the people that are not vaccinated? What?
The government has put aside some FEMA trailers for those who are not vaccinated.
Put aside what?
FEMA trailers aside for people who are not vaccinated.
Hmm. Zora, did you hear that?
I heard it, but I also understand this. A FEMA cannot force you to take the vaccine unless, you know, even at gunpoint, they cannot force you. You have the right to say no.
But do
and
you think
do not want, you're telling me you do not want to take a vaccine that's going to kill you. Very simple.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. But do you think they would actually come and pick people up from their houses and put them somewhere away from their family if they have not taken it?
If the general public allows that to occur, then that is on them. But for the people who are going to refuse to take the vaccine anyway, it makes no difference. The vaccine is deadly. Bottom line, the vaccine is deadly. So
but
why
you know,
do you want to take it?
Difficult. They're making it so difficult for people who have not taken it. I mean, you got to have this card. You got to be tested quite often. And I'm not getting soft. I'm not weakening in any way, but they are making it difficult for the ones who are not taking it to just do everyday things.
They're trying to force people to take it in order to fly in other countries. And it hasn't gotten to that point yet in America. But that could happen on a temporary basis. But understand, everything that is happening is going to herald in much faster the galactic disclosure.
Okay. Thank you.
So look at it that way. What is happening right now is going to expedite the disclosure to occur.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. From
I'll see that in the forefront. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. I think that one of the very key things we can do is to really kind of have a real strong commitment. You know, that is all wrong. And that, again, it's still really about taking back our power individually and collectively. So collectively, as we talk here, you know, it's like we can empower each other to say no. We can say no, irregardless. You know, I'm ready. If someone says, You have to take a vaccine, knocked on my door. Guess what? You could take me to jail. I don't care because I am going to uphold my rights and my freedom, who I am. That's why you see all kinds of people already going against the government in some of the other countries already, whether it's Australia or some of the other countries. They're protesting like crazy. We have to do the same thing here in the United States to say no. That's where we're at. That's the only way we can pull together to support what we know is right, not to support what is not right and what is harmful. The people that are asleep, we can't do anything about them. Most of them are just going to take, are going to be very strong and be very continuing to feel that, you know, the government is right when they're wrong. So this is the time for the light workers, which is who we are, to stay strong and hold your light up high. Okay. Anyway. All right. Very good question. Thank you so much for bringing that up, Gwen. Okay. Our next caller now is I hope that we will hear from Q soon, because Q will also continue to support what we stand for. All right. Here we go. Our next caller now is 403, ending in 6777. Nice sevens. 403, ending in 6777. You're on the air. Hello? 677? 677. 37. Hello? 403, you're on the air with Zora. Do you have a question?
Am I here?
Hello?
Hi, Jean.
Okay. Yes, and you are?
Sandra from Alberta, Canada.
Hello, Sandra. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you, Jean and Zora. I have a question regarding, do humans truly have free will? Do we create our own reality?
Of course you do.
Because I feel like we are programmed from the time we are born.
Some people are, but also understand you're waking up to the fact of and realization of who you truly are. So you becoming awakened is going to help you in what is called to make the proper decisions for you.
Is that why we're here, to find that in ourselves, that we can create our own reality?
Of course.
Okay. Because I agree with Jane, we do believe in what we create, but we need the collective for so many things, because I'd love to have endless summers in Canada, northern Canada, but I don't think that's possible without a collective. Is that right?
A what?
Like, for example, I would love to create endless summers in northern Canada. But wouldn't that have to be...
Well, that is coming. That is coming.
Endless summers.
Yeah.
In other words, no snow. You're talking about a temperate climate. And that is coming. So I can assure you of that.
So are we creating that collectively? Like, is that how it works?
No, Gaia is doing that, or the Terra Christa
will be doing that.
Mhm. Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much. I just think we're programmed. Yeah, we're just programmed from numerology and gematria and all these visions of movies and media and music, that everybody's programmed from that. And that's why I don't really have the faith we totally have free will.
Yeah. See, part of it also, Gwen, is that when we were created, we always had those. We always had free will. We always were able to create. So part of this ascension journey is to be able to remember those memories of who we were before we came here as gods and goddesses of different galaxies, different planets.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Right.
Well,
do you know where you're from?
No, I don't.
So maybe this might help her, Zora. If you could tell her where she's from, what star system Gwen is from, that might help her to connect more of the dots for her.
Yes.
You are always very quick to volunteer that information, Quasar.
Well, especially for, sometimes it's helpful when someone says, like Gwen said, do we really have free will? Or, you know, we were so programmed, you know, she may think and believe what she was taught as a child. And it's time to help her to wake up. That's why I brought that up, Zora.
Mm-hmm. You're quick to do that, aren't you?
I feel it's necessary.
It's not necessary. It's just not necessary.
Well, you are Pleiadian in the story.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate everything you guys do. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
All
right, Sandra. Stay
Take
on.
Care.
I mean, Gwen, stay on the call. Oh, sure.
It's wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Sure. Nice having you. Nice hearing from you. Thank you. So maybe, Zora, maybe you might go ahead and just let everybody know from, you know, that a little bit of the history in terms of for all of you that have not yet listened to the book, which is an audio about the, what is that called again? The interview with Errol, A-I-R-L. You could go on YouTube. You could go on the web. You can go on the internet and look it up. And it is completely, I mean, it's a revelation. All of us to understand, you know, more of this history from where we came from. So that would be very helpful in awakening for those that are interested. Interview with the alien, Errol, A-I-R-L, I think A-R-L or something like that. And it's the author of this was actually, she was the one that actually had an interview with an alien back in the days of Roswell, which is also a reality. That is not fictitious. And the military, all kinds of information about the military as well elsewhere, you know, as far as the reality of aliens, extraterrestrials. We don't want to call them aliens. They're extraterrestrials. We're extraterrestrials as well. So that's another eye-opener for most of us to try to remember. That's why we're always talking about, you know, cues, commands to help us to remember our memories. I command prime creation. I command prime creator. I command my spirit that I remember my memories, that I have my memories, that I get my memories back now. And you say that three times and then count from 10 to 1 very slowly. And then you could feel that energy moving also, just like we do with the 5-4-3-2-1 withdrawal. You know, it's also very, very, both are very, very powerful. So, all right, so let's go ahead with the next caller. And let's see, that would be 6502 ending in 7576. I think we know who this is. Hello.
Hi, this is Pam in Kentucky. How are you, Jane and Zora?
Of course. Hello, Pam. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good. Unfortunately, I saw this horrifying video today. It's before it's news, Healthy.com, and it's about the people who have been vaccinated. And it mm-hmm. said that they are chipped, that they have chips in these vaccinations, and that mm-hmm. there is a kill switch that when they push this kill switch, people that have been vaccinated just drop over dead. I mean, like, boom, mm-hmm. right there. And I'm just like,
right.
oh, my gosh, that is horrifying.
Yeah. Is
that
the nanobots.
True?
The nanobots.
So that is
Go
true.
Ahead, Zora. Zora can tell you.
Okay.
Yes, it is true, but also understand that many peoples who have taken the vaccine or have chose to take the second shot or the booster shot, they are bringing their contract to an end most rapidly. So those who have chosen to do this will ascend.
So are they actually going to use this kill switch?
Understand that the nanobots that they're putting in peoples is not a good thing, but it is also not irreversible either.
Wow. So no matter what you
it
say...
It is reversible.
It is not reversible.
However...
It
no,
is,
it is reversible.
Oh, it is reversible.
Yes. Once the galactic disclosure comes into full existence and full knowingness, all of those nanobots and things of that nature will be turned off.
Oh, that's good. They'll be turned off.
Off.
Of course.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome.
And the celestial chambers will eliminate them completely.
Good.
As well.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great evening.
Okay. Thank you, Pam. Good question. Okay. So for some of you who have not gone to and listened in to some of the information on that newsletter and links on the newsletter that Pam was just talking about, is called Before It's News. Before It's News. And it's got a lot of great links there for people to really listen to. Now, it's not for us to be in fear. It's just for us to see what's happening right now and to see what's happening right now so that we're more informed. But there are technologies. I know that you said that there are other ways in which people will be able to be healed, which is coming. But again, you know, we just have to just stay our ground and just be strong and know that all is going to be well. And that's really what we can do at best, besides writing some letters to, some of our governors or other mayors or whoever that really need to understand, send them the links so that they are better informed administrators for our country. So anyway, everybody needs to just kind of do what they can do. So, okay, thank you, Pam. All right, here we go. Next caller is 469, ending in 8937. And then I think we'll take this call and then I'm going to go see if I can get a hold of Q again. So 469 ending in 8937.
Hello.
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 Welcome.
This is Suraj from Texas.
Oh, Suraj. Hi, Suraj. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
We're great.
My question is why is the FDA approving the vaccine right now? That's my question.
Uh-huh. Why is who approving it finally?
FDA,
Yeah.
Yeah, FDA approving. So why is that?
They are doing that so more people will take it.
Oh, okay.
So they're not on our side, huh, Zora?
No.
But how can they do that when there has... Go ahead, Suraj.
Yeah, that's my question. That's all it is.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So they're colluding with the... with Fauci and everybody else, the governors and the states, as far as the cabal, basically, who's really, really in charge of all of this, to, again, continue to foster harm to people.
They are trying to move forward their depopulation plan.
Okay. So at what point, Zora, does the Galactic Federation and all of the higher realms say, okay, now we will intervene?
I cannot say.
Hmm. Okay. I mean, if push comes to shove, are we still, and we know that the funds are already happening, I mean, if it meant today, we would have a billion people, you know, die or ascend. I mean, that doesn't help our population, right? So they know. I mean, all of you, Zora, all of you higher beings, higher frequency beings, you're watching every single second of what is happening here on our planet.
Yes.
Right. So I guess we'll just have to trust that you have a greater understanding than we have about how this needs to play out.
Well, in a sense, we are waiting to see if the people are going to take back their freedom or not.
Hmm. Okay. So, and I think that kind of rings a bell, because Q already has said on more than one occasion that it is up to us. It's not up to the Galactics. That's why we cannot depend on the Galactics per se. We have to still depend on ourselves to move forward.
You are all powerful gods and goddesses. You just have to realize that and act upon it.
No matter what.
No matter what.
So if we go back to the days of Hitler, you know, you want to stay in line and you know better, you have to try to oppose it, whether or not we get, we ascend in the process as well, right? Somebody has to start the process.
Yes.
Right.
But you also need to step up and exercise your God and Goddess power to rid the world of these corrupt governmental officials and corrupt government standing. You need to do that. And many of them are not. They are sitting back waiting to see what is going to happen. So there's many that are not, that are on the fence, so to speak. They're not sure if they want to jump off the fence into the mire or stay on the fence where it's safe.
Into the mire. Well, you know what? This is a war. It's a war of good and evil. It's a war of us, the light, versus the cabal, the dark.
Yes, it is. But like
so
I said,
we do have to do our part.
You do, and you must do your part. Yes, absolutely, by resisting the governments.
Right. So you can say no. Absolutely, you can say no.
Absolutely, can.
Yeah, and if you put your mask on, and you don't put your mask on, don't put your mask on if you believe that's not right. And if you can't go there, then don't go there. It's, again, even though you feel like you're the only person doing this, right, in your entire community, or you're the only second person that's not wearing their mask, whatever it is, you know, you still do it anyway. Don't wear it.
Well, in areas where there is high concentration of smoke, it would be wise to wear a mask.
Well, that, of course. Well, yeah. If you don't wear a mask in the intense smoke, you know, you're hurting yourself, and you can't do that. So at least do that.
We're talking about the COVID nonsense.
The fake pandemic.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right.
I term the scamdemic.
Scamdemic, right. That's good, Zora. Okay, let me go ahead now. And that was, I hope that was, that was Therese. So that was, I'm looking at this, guys. All right, so we're done there. All right, let me see if I can get a hold of, on the computer, let me see if I can get a hold of Q again, see if he can come and join us. Zora, don't go away. Might be an interesting call with you being here as well. Okay, so let me go ahead and...
All right. Go ahead and give it
Okay, so we'll go ahead and bring him in again, see what we can do. And if he's really super busy... Oh, wait a minute. I just got a... Oh, this is from 8 minutes ago. Hold on a second. Phone attack. Please call now. Okay, so let's try him again. Yeah, well, we understand that. We almost didn't have a call on Saturday. So, all right, folks, here we go. He said he had a phone attack.
Hello?
Hi, Q.
Do we have Billy?
That's the
You have Zora.
All right. Good job. had a little attention on me today. Sorry about that.
It's okay. We're so happy that you were able to come on our call finally.
I'm getting a little tired of this because you're really not going to be able to stop us now, are you?
No.
That's right.
Really.
So, okay. So I'm happy with your harassment. It means we're doing our good work, it looks to me.
Okay. Yeah, that actually happened to us on Saturday.
Is that right?
Zora was on a roll, and then all of a sudden, there was no more, couldn't talk. I mean, people couldn't hear us, and then some people could hear us, and then some people could hear, finally, Zora, and then they couldn't hear me because I'm trying to bring in the phones, you know, the questions and stuff. So it was, you know, except we
were
part of the game.
Good for you all for your persistence, so I commend you for your tenacity. So how would you like to proceed today?
Right here.
I will turn it over. The ball is in your court.
Thank you. Thank you, Zora. So a couple of the things that have been discussed already, Q, is one in regards, again, to the vaccines. And now we're hearing that the FDA has approved I don't know which of the vaccines to go through. And, of course, we know that there are going to be more vaccines coming thereafter if we don't put a stop to it. So could you give us a little bit of where you see things from your perspective?
Okay, say it one more time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Broke up a little bit there.
The vaccines, about the FDA approving it, and where do we stand with all of it anyways?
Okay, so do you have any of your callers who work within the FDA?
No. Well, that's a good question. They would have to probably turn on, right. You know, press one, and then I could see them, but not right now, no.
Okay, so you're at the point now where everything that is on the internet, on your television, it should be, the integrity of it should be questioned continuously. All right, so I'm not going to make a comment on this topic, but I will mention to everyone who's in the medical industry who has information about vaccines, trials for most vaccines take about 10 years. So if you had a disease, a virus that came out a year ago, then how could you be ready for a trial to go to the vaccination stage? So I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, and that's very, very true. I think most of us who've been understanding this process, yeah, exactly. So you said, so the answer to that is no, do not take vaccines, period, because the detrimental anyways. It's just too corrosive.
Yeah, so harmful. Yeah, everything outside yourself is outside yourself, and so I would encourage everyone to research that information. I definitely don't want to install belief systems or timelines for individuals, but certainly most of everything you're seeing on the internet as it pertains to news, there are some exceptions. I do know what those exceptions are. And as we get our discernment back, you'll be able to see the truth in everything. But certainly you're not able to believe any of the news anymore, unfortunately. I'm sorry to say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a couple of the news that do come out with some information in regards to information that's happening, and that is before it's news.
Again, I'm going to hold to my term. You have to realize that we're in a state now where we're just getting our feet underneath us, and we can manifest our own realities now. And so if you're listening to something, you're watching something that has already happened, you're still perpetuating the past. So if you want to call it news, the news should actually be called the past. Okay, and so that's my flip statement. Forgive me, but we are now so powerful, we've gone past the threshold to now create so much more of the integrity of our future that we would like right now, whenever we would like to. And that's why the news is so powerful, because if they can get you to believe that story, you're actually going to believe and create that story.
Absolutely. Okay. Could we talk a little bit about the extreme weathers that we're having? From your point of view, is that all cabal for the most part?
No. There's some positive sides to the weather modification, and there's some negative. For me, you know, I deal primarily on the alien side. The aliens that create the weather modification is my biggest target. Certainly most of the tornadoes, most of the hurricanes are alien created. And, you know, I'm not real popular when I talk about that, but that's how they create more chaos, duality, you know, reactive. Anything that's reactive into our reality is really the goal for the aliens, because they can't live with us unless we have huge mood swings. Certainly, intrinsically, the individuals that are controlling weather in our day-to-day lives have a couple different motives. Certainly, the mass flooding in some of these regions where what I think you called the cabal, that's
right.
Advantageous to flood them out of their tunnels, out of their camps, if you will. Hide behind the weather systems so that you can attack them, things like that. And then, of course, the dark side, if they want to do some weather modification, they're trying to reduce our food supply. So you should know that. And so anything to slow down our ascension is really the goal on the dark side.
Okay. All right. So you just mentioned how much more powerful that we are as a collective. So, and we have actually turned, you know, we have moved forward now past that 50% or 60% and moving forward, right?
Right. And so what I would help to realize my work here is really about being a transition specialist, and making this transition is very important to me because I've done it several times in other areas of the universe and here. And so you'll notice that the attacks on us always come every 2,000 years. And so we're right at the ascension gate, if you will. And so our opportunity, and so you use a percentage of us who are ready to ascend, if you will, or use all of our more of our abilities. I would change that to we have more of our independent abilities. We have more of our capabilities back as individuals to go ahead and implement a manifestation and desire we're inspired to create. As Zora has said many times, we're all gods and goddesses. And so now if we would just focus on what we are inspired to do, excited to do, it would actually happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, for example, I just want to bring in an example. All right. Some of us are pretty, you know, we're pretty gung-ho in terms of we want to see things changing in our world as far as even, you know, past tense in terms of even the vaccines, et cetera. So we want to make our power known to people. So we won't wear our masks. However, some people, as Zara was just saying just now, is people are just waiting. They're on the fence. So still waiting for something else to happen before they go forward. What do you say about that? The people that are still on the fence.
Well, it's great topic. You know, so everyone must remember that just because I have my memories back and I have all of my consciousness doesn't mean that I'm any different than you. I went to a grocery store yesterday and somebody tried to put a mask on me and I said no. And so why would you do that if you don't? If it's not what you're inspired to do. And guess what? I bought my groceries and left. And so that's how it works. That's not what I like to do. So I don't do it. I don't hang out with people who don't like me, as an example. I may have a little more tools here, but because I can see the time stamps, but certainly if we don't prefer it, it's going to go away. I'll give you an example. What if we all quit using gasoline? Guess what? There wouldn't be any gasoline.
Right.
And on and it goes. You know, it's our choice. We can stay at home and sit on our couch and grow our own vegetables. And guess what? The medical industry and the rest of the gang would go away, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Okay. So, okay.
Great questions, though. I really like it.
Okay. I just have another question before I open it up to the board. You know, you talk about the aliens, and you know that, and we understand, you know, from you know the talks you've had with us already, that every 10 minutes or so, you know, if you're thinking and you forget something, it's all because you know the aliens got to us and abducted us, etc. But my question is, you know, we have so many hybrids already. A lot of it, the hybrids are here, and how much of our population are hybrids?
Well, I was asked this not too long ago on another show. So the mortality rate is difficult to estimate because it's changing all the time. But as we get our capabilities back, you'll be able to see them in real time. So I can see them instantly. Everyone on this call, you're going to have the same abilities too. You'll see not only the hybrids, but the clones are probably the biggest issue. And so my definition of a clone is someone that only has like 0.5% of their light body in them, and the rest of it, the next 10-20% is completely programmed. And so you'll notice that they like to play with the phone when I start talking about this. But you can assume that 75% of the planet is cloned. I'll give you a race of beings they like to clone a lot, and that's the Notice there's a race of beings that all look alike. Very difficult to tell them apart. I will not say the race, but you can see they have a very large population in a very large country, and it lives on... Okay. So they really like the clone factories that were over there were very, very successful. And notice they all get straight A's in school because the education system was developed for them. And so the cloning issue is where I've spent a lot of my time. Ron Amatron spent a lot of his time. And so we understand how it works now. And it's really a device to sustain our reascension back to planet Earth. So the clone industry, I'll call it, is not really to have a bunch of humans without souls. It's to create a bunch of timelines for souls like you and I, spirits, to step into their timelines.
So there, so that is, that's positive, even though they were created, you know, for the dark.
It's positive and negative. So it, depending on how you look at it, they don't want us to die or we'd be dead, right? And if we were, all right, so if we were dead, we can't create another universe for them. We're universe creators. And so now managing this unbelievable universe creation team, you and I, is very tricky now, very difficult. So you have to trick us. That's what's going on.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for those for answering all of that. I think I okay. So let's go ahead. Thank you to for our first person here with a question, and that would be 650 ending in 9187. Welcome very much, and we have Q for you on the phone, on the call. 8187. Just tell us
Hello?
Who you are. Where you're calling from? Yes. Hello.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, this is Lori from the San Diego area.
Lori?
Can you hear me? Am I on? Yes, okay.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Lori.
Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
You're on the air. Yes.
Oh, wow. I had put in the queue to talk to mention something before Q came on, but this is Q, so I don't want to miss this. tell me this. I actually, in regard to that, there was a lady from New Orleans that mentioned she went, she had heard about the FEMA making camps for people, and I had heard the same thing. And in regard to that, on the same, along the same lines, this weekend on Saturday, I was at the ER, the emergency room, with a relative. And I had my mask on, and this was an emergency, and the person was having an emergency, and they made me go outside because I was not vaccinated. So I had to go, and there were other people with the same situation, and in fact, it really tugged at my heartstrings because I've heard of this before, but to see it is another thing. And so to see all these people out in the parking lot, while their loved ones are inside and you don't know what the status is really something. And so I'm in the San Diego area, and I haven't experienced this level of this sort of restraint. So can you elaborate on that? I mean, like I,
okay, good, very good, very good. I understand. You know. I understand. Okay, so first of all, this is how unbelievable loving you are, all of us are. First and foremost, someone asked you if you'd been vaccinated, correct?
Yes.
And then you answered them, correct?
Correct.
Is vaccinated from what? AIDS, Ebola, polio? What disease are you supposedly supposed to be vaccinated from? Catch my drift?
Okay.
So apparently the 5,000 diseases that are the bacterial diseases on this planet, someone really cares about one disease all of a sudden. Now, what business is it if you actually have made laws on your planet I assume you've made laws called HIPAA, and you don't follow them, apparently. You'll tell them that you have syphilis whenever they ask you. Is that correct? That's what I'm hearing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if you say, it's none of your business, and guess what? I love this person, and I'm going to be with them. What would happen if you stood your ground? If someone touched you, then what would happen? You would call the police on them. Ask them to call the police. I'm not leaving. Who is going to arrest you for what? It's not a law in any state, country, or city.
Mm-hmm.
Please hold your ground and have them arrested if they're trying to arrest you.
There was a whole
must be bold. You must. This is our time. If you're not going to stand up for yourself now, when will you? Forgive me for being so frank. This is our time, goddess and gods.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Well, yes, absolutely. Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much. A whole different perspective. Wow.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you so much, both of you. Yeah, thank you. Have a
thank
great afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, very good. Very good. All right, 208 ending in 7602. You're on the air with Q. Hello? 208 ending in 7602. Do you have a question for Q? Okay, we'll go on to the next person. The next person is 845 ending in 4478. So everybody be ready. Okay, 4478, you're on the air with Q. Hello? 845 ending in 4478. Hello? Okay.
You want to hear?
Hello? Yeah. Is someone there? Hello? Going. All right, everybody. Be on your toes. 236 ending in 2495.
Oh, that's me. This is Teresa from Vancouver Island, British Columbia. And I wanted to say hi to everybody from Canada. So, you know, my question has to do with, I'm kind of wondering, since I've been going through what seems like a metamorphosis, a complete metamorphosis after an injury around the time that COVID took place. And I was wondering if perhaps in a prior lifetime I was a soldier or a warrior or something like that, because this has just been, you know, quite a ride. I hope you understand my question.
I'm sorry. Maybe, Jane, could you reiterate, because some of that was broken up.
Yeah, I think it was also. So, Teresa, could you repeat that just kind of one sentence?
Okay. I would like to know if in a prior life, if I was a warrior or, you know, like a soldier or something, that was a prominent figure in history. And I'm kind of battling some health issues right now. At the same time that COVID took place, I seem to be going through a metamorphosis. So,
okay.
So
okay. I understand the question. Okay. So very good. Okay. And it's very important for us to realize sustaining our assumed belief in our health issues is what sustains our health issues. Okay. So past lives especially are designed, your memory of past lives are especially designed for you to get sick. Okay, so I'll explain how this version of humans was designed. This version of humans was designed with DNA, RNA attachment to your light body, your spirit. And the more that you can record all of the epigenetics, the genetics of your entire family lineage is what recreates the illnesses. So as an example, your grandfather was shell-shocked in a war. What about his grandfather and his grandfather and his grandfather and his grandfather? Okay, so you're basically a tree of the entire lineage of your genetics. And so doing the clearing work and releasing that work is the most important. So having past lives is interesting, but it has no value as a spiritual being because you've had a billion lives. And so none of them really have any value per se, because if you remembered all billion of your lives, what would you look like? You'd be a crazy nutcase now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. I get to have fun too. I get to have fun. So, all right. So what my suggestion when you have ailments is to believe from the get-go that you are healed. And the real question should be, why am I not healing? Not what am I sick of? What are my health issues? The words actually teach you that you're not sick. You're believing you are. Mm-hmm. And so everyone, and so I always use the example of if you cut your finger, what happens?
Yeah, it bleeds.
Okay, and then what happens? You put a Band-Aid on it, and tomorrow it's fine, right? So why is it that you can heal your cut, but you can't heal whatever ailment you're about ready to tell us? It's perfectly normal for you to heal instantly. And so when I do the calls, when I do the healing sessions, everyone heals instantly. And then I call them the rubber band people. They get sick the next day because they bounce right back bleeding they're sick.
Exactly.
And so I know it's semantical. I know the semantics of this definitions are tough, but you can instantly heal no matter what ailment you have. And so I would encourage you to not worry about the past. You just worry about not worrying.
Right. I think my question was a little bit different in that I was wondering if I was a prominent figure.
You already know. You already know the answer is what I'm telling you. Now you don't need me to tell you these things. You go and look inside your heart center and discernment, and what do you feel? Yes or no? I know the answer for you. I can tell you the answer. But why don't you use your discerning capabilities and tell yourself the answer?
Oh, yeah, I have.
And what's the answer?
I've thought about Joan of Arc.
So we already know the answer, correct? See how it works?
Well, I don't know that it's the correct answer, but, you know, I'm using my intuition and my higher self. And I do feel a certain energy.
Perfect, perfect. Sorry you're not Joan of Arc, though. But anyway, yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course. So, and then the more you exercise with your discernment, you're going to get it. We're just beginning. Just think of it this way. We're just beginning to get our capabilities back. So if you have an inclination that you used to be a warrior, yes, you're going to just one thousandth of a percentage of a percentage. You got it. You're right on the track, and it's just going to get stronger. Keep using it. I commend you for your success. Have a beautiful day.
Okay.
Thank you.
All
right, Teresa. Okay. So on that note, Q.
Yep.
When people feel like they have an inclination or a pulling that they are this magnificent being of, you know, years and years back, in terms of a warrior, for example, and they may have been as strong a warrior as Joan of Arc, but not necessarily a Joan of Arc.
That's
so
correct.
It doesn't really matter. just as long as you know how powerful you are as Ben, as having been a warrior of sorts. So anyway,
yes, yes, absolutely. You got it right on the money.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so here we go. Next caller is 901 ending in 0845. 901 ending in 0845.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Lanise calling from. Hi, this is Lanise calling from Memphis.
Hello, Lanise.
Can you hear me?
We have two for you.
Hi. Wow, I can't believe
yes.
I got on. My question, well, it would have to be about the that and me not wanting to take it. I'm in a position because I'm in the medical field. They are mandating the vaccine, and I'm kind of concerned about what I'm going to do because I'm not ready for that financially, and I really, really don't want to take it. So I guess it's not an answer. I'm just sharing or any advice.
Okay, let me help here. Okay, so the first thing is, what's a mandate?
Well, what they're calling a mandate to encourage people to take the vaccine and saying if you don't, they'll take your job.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask one more time. You did not answer my question. What is a mandate?
A suggestion, I think.
Okay, so good. So mandates now are the law of gods and goddesses, spiritual beings on this planet, apparently. Is that correct? And
no.
where do mandates come from? You know, I'm being flip here, but where do mandates
okay.
come from?
People pushing an agenda.
Very good. Now, if you don't prefer these mandates, then why would you associate with them? And guess what? There is a great person who's already done the legwork for you, and the attorney for the United States military. Her name is Sidney Powell. If you'd like to go learn about laws of the land and to support, and you'll condemn whichever medical industry you're in, you will actually own the hospital if you read those laws. So I suggest you go on Sidney Powell's web pages. She'll support you and can teach you that mandates do nothing other than speculate and propagandize.
Okay. Cindy Powell.
Okay.
I'll check that out.
That's correct.
Okay.
Cindy Powell, she's a U.S. military attorney, and she represents you, too. She has all the templates for you. You should be able to take a template and throw it right in your boss's face and say, would you like to be arrested?
Okay. The templates are
okay,
right there.
Okay, very good.
Wow. That's very helpful. Thank
very
you
good.
Very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, Lanise. And thank you very much, Q. Very good.
Okay, thank
all
you,
right.
Jane.
Next caller is 313, ending in 8160.
Hello. Hi. Hi, Q and Jane. This is Sandra from Michigan. And, Q, I want to thank you for everything that you have been teaching us. And I
mm-hmm.
have a couple of questions regarding the commands. And between
mm-hmm.
the I command my own spirit to do these things versus I command Prime Creator and Prime Creation, as you indicated, the stronger command for my family and my friends, is it okay or appropriate to command the stronger commands for the universe, you know, Prime Creator for myself as well, to say the command one time, you know, like I command Prime Creator for myself, my family, my friends, blah, 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 to, you know, increase our life force energy and heal and balance us now? Or do I have to say my command for my own spirit as well, separately?
Okay, so great question. It's real important that the intentions are the rationale behind the commands. Remember, you're just talking to yourself.
Yes.
Okay, so if you command an intention, it really doesn't matter if you'd like to work with the universe or you'd like to work with the expression of you independently. So you must remember that when we come out of source, we are just really experiencing what it's like to be in individuality. but we are always connected to each other. So if you want to command prime creation, yeah, for me, it is just as efficient as you command your spirit. So the intentions are always, when you have doubt, which I sense in this voice, when you have doubt, that's what makes the affirmations very weak. When you have great, great solitude in the intentions, that's what makes them more powerful. So I wouldn't worry about anything related to how I'm going to direct energy, because it's always there continuously. It's never been shortened, gone. It's always there. Now, how are you going to direct it is really the question I think you should be asking. And it has to do with intention. If you are solid in your intentions, everything will work just fine. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I have been confident in saying I command prime creator, prime creation for myself and my family and my friends, and then, you know, command all those commands that you have, you know, given us and or suggested.
Here's a clue to you. If you have to keep commanding the same intentions, then you're not doing it correctly. So that's your real clue. So if I command my spirit to heal and balance my body and I'm not healing and balancing, then I'm doing something to reinforce the fact that I'm not healing. So it's a little tricky, because when you come through the heart center, through your peace energy, that's how it works. When you come through the mind energy, it never works. So the mind is the trick. So if you can get to a solitude with it, it is why I do this work, is there's a big difference between thinking and inspiring and feeling. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. So could you explain that a little further on how you would feel? I know Ron Amatron has mentioned you'll feel it when you feel your voice and everything resonating within you, and it changes. You'll feel
right.
It
okay,
change.
So now you remember everything I've said, correct?
Yes, I think.
I can't remember anything I said.
I get it.
And so once you're in a place where you release, so that's the difference between. Let's say sustaining this duality or releasing it instantly. And it's tricky. And so that's why I will always say, I'll do it for you right now. Repeat after me.
Mm-hmm.
It is just like a muscle. It's just like a muscle. Mm-hmm. Repeat after me. What geography are you in?
Michigan.
Okay. Westland, Are you sitting down?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, hang on a second. It's okay to come in your space?
Yes, please.
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Okay, repeat after me. I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To take the thoughts in my head.
To take the thoughts in my head.
Put them into my heart.
And put them into my heart.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To take the thoughts in my head.
To take the thoughts in my head.
Put them into my heart.
Put them into my heart.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
Take the thoughts in my head.
Take the thoughts in my head.
And put them into my heart.
And put them into my heart.
Count after me. 10.
10. 9.
9. 8.
8.
7.
7.
6.
6.
5.
5.
4.
4.
3.
3.
2.
2.
One.
One.
Now.
Now.
All right. Good job. Second wave is coming in. All right. Now try and think. Great answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you're not in this state of being, then you're in mind energy. Make sense? Does that help you? You must be feeling much better now.
Yes. So I will.
Do you feel that?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Did you feel? Exactly.
Yes. Okay. So yes. I'll let go. And so now you're on your own there. But that's why I do these calls, is to remind everybody that they're spiritual beings living in a human being. must be feeling a lot better now. Notice the questions are difficult to ask now because you're not in mind energy.
Yeah.
Have a beautiful day. Great call. Thank you.
Thank you, Hugh. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Q. That was beautiful. All right. Our next caller now is 571, ending in 1194. Before I open that line up, Q, I just wanted to just kind of reiterate for people that that count from 10 to 1 slowly is really important. So just so you know, it isn't 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No, it's slow so that you it, you just begin to maybe explain that 10 to 1 process to you a little bit more, because that's
yeah,
really
so part of so part of it is a little trickery because you need to get used to getting yourself engaged into attaching back to yourself is, and so the reason we do the counting would be to you know, get you ready for accepting yourself. So the counting isn't necessary if you could get there on your own, right? So the counting does infuse and create the process. And you're right, it is important once you start exercising that muscle of reattaching yourself to your spirit being. That's correct.
Okay, thank you. All right. Our next caller is 571 ending in 1194. 1194.
Hello.
We have Q. Yes.
Hi, this
Hello.
Is Maria from Virginia. Hello, you hear me?
Hello, Maria. Mm-hmm. Yes, we can.
Yes. Hey, I just wanted to know, I live here in Virginia, in the woods, and I always see, every day, I live close to the airport, and I always see the chemtrails. I was mm-hmm. wondering, when is that going to end?
Okay, so a great question. So the chemtrails is one of the tasks I have on my list to take care of. There's a couple reasons for the chemtrails. Number one, a lot of the intrinsic, as I call chemtrails, are to track the aliens that are coming in here. So what they do is they leave a silhouette because they have cloaking technology. So they have enough alloys, lithium, I think there's a little bit of bromide, and anything to get the radar to see as the alien ships come through the chemtrails. HARP has a little bit to do with it because it spreads it out and harmonically can track the alien technology that comes in, they can cloak. Two, the other reason for chemtrails is to poison humanity, of course, and poison mm-hmm. our food supplies. So there's multiple reasons for chemtrails, and multiple individuals are using chemtrails. The greatest chemical plant distributing chemtrails is Victorville, California. You'll notice that airport is the chemtrail capital of the planet for me. But in any event, not only do the dark want to track where the aliens are, the light wants to track where the aliens are, and the chemtrails are also hurting our air and suppressing our food supply. Getting rid of the chemtrails, for me, I use a light technology. And so everyone has this technology in them. What you can do is you can take the electromagnetic etheric field of the planet and the central crystal of our planet. You make two laser beams of light, and you basically erase them with our source energy. As you grow with your capabilities, it'll be easier for me. I can do it almost instantly, and most of them, unless they're positive. So the chemtrail planes that I destroy, they have about 3 seconds to go to the light, or they're destroyed immediately. Many people have witnessed that. I don't really want that attention on me, but I assure you, you can do that too. And the way you do it is with light energy. I encourage everybody to be very careful very careful. Take great care of your powers. But you can erase the chemtrails. You can destroy the planes only if they are a negative and dark force. It's difficult to explain in the English language, but assume that you can direct the light force from your planet that you're on through you, the light source, any way you like. Does that help you?
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, Q.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Zora, I think, I don't know if Zora or if it's Billy that's here, but Zora had taught us, you know, how we might be able to do it ourselves just with the light that we are to eliminate.
So notice that Billy has the same story, maybe different words. Notice that Billy and I, we've never mm-hmm. talked about this. And we don't
no.
talk a lot. And so notice that we have the exact same understanding that directing energy is really our ability. We can do it however we want.
Exactly. All right. So we can do it too, guys. All right, here we go. Next caller is 858 ending in 3033, and we have only a half an hour left of our show, guys, just so you know. All right. All right, 3033, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
We can.
Hello? Oh, good.
You are?
Good. Rich in San Diego, and I
okay.
just
oh,
did
hi,
that
Rich.
Process. Good. How are you?
We're good.
Q, I was doing the same process with the command and the counting, and I felt that shift. It seems to me whatever question I had doesn't matter. it feels, I mean, really, it's like I realize it's a subtle, it's actually very subtle and also very obvious to me. That I mm-hmm. feel relaxed about anything I was thinking about. I was going to actually talk about something I saw, which is a an address from Trump. I don't know if you want to know about that at all, but it's going to happen tonight. But it's not a rally. It's just some address to the nation if you want to know about it. And the other thing is I was just kind of tracking all this stuff that's going on that we talk about, and it seems that all this doesn't matter. What matters the most is what Q is saying, to just be in the, not in the past, but in the, not even the in the future, but in the present time of it's happening. What's happening is we are in peace, joy, peace, and love, and that's it. That's all that matters.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand the question. So you participated in the exercise we did a few callers ago, and now you have made a shift. Is that correct?
I feel yes. It was subtle, and then now I notice there's a certain relaxation that I got into. I had a lot of thoughts in my mind about asking a few things, but now I don't feel like it's...
And they don't really matter now, do they?
No, it seems like I do that a lot, and now when
that's great, and that's why I do these calls, is that and that's why I state that I want to be a transition helper. We're used to not living in the past, and all of these emails, all of your mailbox, all of your phone calls, the computer, this very call you're on now, is already gone. And so when your normal state of being, when you're in other higher dimensional work, we'll call it, experiences, expression of yourself, you don't even care about anything that's ever happened. You just go a different direction, and you keep going a different direction, and you just keep pedaling your bike downhill, and you don't really care about how fast you pedaled the last time. It's quite amazing how well the geneticist created a being that only thinks about thinking what happened last. It's a big trick.
I noticed I got a true chill that went through my body when you were saying that.
Yeah. And so when we use, the reason that I'm a transition specialist is you're actually getting a lot of information. Everyone listening to this call is getting 10 times more information from my harmonics, my light, than the words I'm speaking. And so that's why I was, why I volunteered to come down here is we're used to living a life of frequency light. And so it is not an egoist statement, but you're actually raising your frequency just by listening to me.
Well, yeah, what comes to me, I'm wondering if I'm supposed to be doing the same thing. I feel that when I...
Well, you already know the answer now, don't you?
Yeah, I'm doing it. I know, it's amazing.
I wonder, might be translated into maybe I should, because I want to, and I can't wait to do it, and I'm inspired, and so I'm going to go do it.
Yes, that's true, in a synchronistic way.
Great call. Thank
Beautiful.
You for your question.
Beautiful
baby.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you. Bye. This is really, you know,
what?
Having you on our call.
Can I get another one?
Having you.
Here.
Hello?
I'm here.
Two? Hello?
Hello. Hi, I'm here.
Yeah? Oh, good. Cute. All right. I was just saying, this, you know, when we have you on our call, when we have Zora on our call, it's like a wake-up call. It's like we become awakened more and more to who we really are. So I just wanted to say that that's why we so appreciate you being on our call.
Yeah, it's not really about me. It's about us. We are all getting our feedback. It's just the timing in which we're all spiraling up. And that's how Source works. We all collectively grow together. It's amazingly fun.
Yeah, you're so sweet. Yes, it is fun. Okay, our next caller now is 808, ending in 5234. 5234. Hello.
Aloha. Thank you, Jane, for hosting this. This is Solar from Kauai. I'm grateful to you,
nice
Q,
to meet
for
you.
All your sharings, and you're welcome anytime in my space. One of my favorite sayings from you that I remember a lot, recall frequently, it's helpful, says circumstances don't matter, including IRS, FDA, and...
That's some of my favorite groups. Those are some of my favorite people. I like that. Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, we got plenty of tsunami warnings, hurricane warnings, all that stuff. None of that matters. It all turns out great. But anyway, after following your recording from mid May, which, you know, I follow along, say out loud myself, and it has felt really great every time. I changed the wording around just recently, maybe 10 days ago, to from I command prime creation. I changed it to we command prime creation. When I'm thinking of a friend, acquaintance, somebody specifically, and throughout the whole short process, my whole body is, you know, been... It starts tingling from the first phrase all the way through the end. You know, when I have an intention of including a friend in along with myself.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding information, and don't ever doubt that I learned just as much from you as you do from me. And that is when we, you know, I give you hints because I want to be real careful not to create beliefs. And I have to participate here in duality, so I understand it. This place is very bizarre to me, and so I have to learn from you just as easily as you learn from me. And so when you make your commands, your deliverables more encompassing, you're going to get even more results. But I guarantee you, the words, the alien technology creating our literary system. Was designed to hoodwink you. Your intentions is what's happening. You're amazing that you're able to encompass those intentions and distribute them. Beautiful job.
Thank you. Yeah, when I say it with high intention, high energy and enthusiasm, and, you know, from the heart space, it's just so fulfilling. And
Yeah, I commend you. It's an incredible accomplishment that you can see the delta. You can see the difference. And so, you know, my great joy and excitement is that you teach others and watch them change. It's just a blessing that we have all of our abilities and has the birds chirp in the background for us.
Oh, yes.
Great. Thank you so much, Jim.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Stella. Thank you so much for your feedback. That was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Okay. All right. Next caller is 857 ending in 9046.
Good evening. This is CJ from Boston.
Hello. 9046.
Yes, this is CJ from Boston.
Oh, hi. How are you? CJ,
hi.
Nice to see
good,
you.
Good,
nice
thank
to
you for taking
you.
My
yes.
call. My question has to do with the abduction about every 10 minutes. So when we are asleep, are we abducted or are we actually living out our reality in our sleep?
Okay, great question. Okay, so let me, you know, I have to be pretty efficient when I speak about this topic. It's a very vast topic. What I'm encouraging people to do is to observe the abductions for themselves and in their relationships. So, you'll notice that when I'm speaking, time changes. Notice everything's getting slower. That makes sense?
Yes.
Okay. And because I can control the timeline when I'm participating in it, the aliens like to speed it up. Okay, so that's one of your clues. They like to cut and paste your time. And so you don't see the cutting and pasting. So you walk yourself down the driveway, you go to the mailbox, let's say it takes 10 minutes. You don't realize that in between leaving the door to the mailbox, they actually put you right back exactly where they want you. And so you don't even know it's happening. Okay. And the reason they do it is to create a congruent reactive emotional event. Yeah, I'm doing my best to use these words, but basically if you don't create the inspiration to go to the mailbox, they don't have a place to live. Okay. So as I've said many times on this show, I believe I have, if we all laughed for 5 minutes, they'd all go away. They have no place to live. So when you stay in mind energy, that's where they like to hang out. I'll give you an example. As you've heard, you lost your keys one day, right? You lost your car keys, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you looked all over your house and you couldn't find the car keys. And then all of a sudden you found the car keys exactly where you looked 100 times before, correct?
Right.
Okay. That's the abduction. That's how they do it. So that drama that you created for them, that's why it was created, was so that they could sustain a place in our universe. Otherwise, if you don't have that mind energy, it's tricky to explain, and the English language is probably not doing a good job of it, but basically create a space for them to live in that emotional baggage, because you think those are thoughts. Hear my words again. You think that you're thinking, when in reality, they've abducted the thought to deliver the outcome of a reactionary emotion. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Are your thoughts yours, or were they received? So this version of humans is designed to be a magnificent transmitter and receiver. You're a giant telephone on top of your head. Now, here's how you can check my information. Stop thinking. And if you can't stop thinking, that's your clue that you're being abducted.
So his question, CJ, is what happens when you are sleeping? Do they, can they come in to abduct your thoughts at that point even?
Yes, of course.
Then?
So if you, okay, so what we love to do when we sleep is we love to leave our bodies. We love to do astral traveling. Of course, that's one of the primary places where sleep paralysis occurs. Many items, because we get, let's say, comfortable at riding through hyperspace. We love to go out in hyperspace when we sleep. And so almost everybody's abducted when they sleep. You get the nightmares, whatever you want to call it. But certainly the gentleman is correct.
Okay. TJ, are you good?
Okay. Yeah, thank you. So I was thinking that when the kids were babies, I was not abducted at all because I didn't get any sleep then. Okay, thank you.
Yes, and so... And so, you know, one of the things you can do to protect yourself when you're sleeping is you do your commands before you go to bed, of course, and that is, I command my spirit to keep me in my body while I sleep all night long. Or, and so, you know, I'm giving breadcrumbs to everyone, but I expect everyone is so powerful, I expect everybody to figure this out. Is you just direct your spirit how you want to live your life, not me.
Yeah, but we don't have all the answers, and I'm so glad that CJ brought that up. But that was because that was a really good question. In regards to sleeping, that's true. You know, what do you do? I mean, how do you? So
can
now
I
we have a command in which? Well, sure.
Yeah, this is Zaria. I'd like
oh,
to add that.
Oh, Billy. Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. I'd like to add that when Q is talking about not thinking. What that means is you do something else instead of thinking. You do something else that throws them off. It throws them off.
Well.
Like, you know, maybe a simple thing is playing a video game. You're not thinking, you're doing. So they don't have the chance to come in and abduct you because you're not thinking, you're doing.
Okay, so please, Q, could you shed some light on that? And I know when she's
absolutely
playing,
I love the definition. Can you shed some light on that? I love that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So for all of the callers and all the people listening to this show, it's real important that there's a simple solution, and that's to be in your state of being of inspiration, excitement, joy. Everything you're excited to do is exactly what Billy just said. I can't wait to go run down the beach naked, as an example. Whatever it is, it's inspiring to you. Okay? It's inspiring to you. Nothing will ever happen to you. It's perfect. It'll all go away. That's why I said if we all laugh for 5 minutes, this place would be an abyss of joy.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Q. Thank you, Zaria. Okay, here we go.
Okay. I'm putting myself back on
mute. We have 10. Okay. Well, you don't have to put yourself on mute. Let me see. Okay, so our next caller now is 252 ending in 6202.
Yes, one.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Newkirk from North Carolina.
Hello,
and my question is, yes, hi, everyone. Hi, Q.
Okay. Hello.
Yes, hi. You hear me?
I hear you fine. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. My question is, time traveling. It was a time I was time traveling, you know, go to places in the spirit before I get there. I would know what's mm-hmm. there and what's going to take place. Even out of the country, like even where I would go, if I would go out of the country, I know what's going to take place before I get there, and things I know mm-hmm. to watch out for. But
yes.
But lately, when I'm traveling, I don't even see that no more. Like I've been time traveling in the spirit. I can go places and know what's there before I get there. I was seeing that things.
Maybe.
And I want to know, can you help me or explain to me why my vision stopped in that area?
Okay, can you define in what area? Say it a little bit differently for me to understand. In what area are you struggling to understand the compartments, if you will, of the envisionment of the time travel?
Okay, I would like if I was a time I took a trip to India, and I never been to India. I already know what was in India before we got there, and what we need to have watch out for the group that went.
Okay. Stop right there. Stop right there. So now, what's missing now?
What's missing now?
When you go to do the same event, what's missing now? You're saying you're missing something. You want something back. What is it that's missing when you go and do the same event?
I really don't know.
See, I tricked you, didn't I? See, nothing's missing. It's right there. Okay. So someone's got to give me credit one of these days. I don't know how I'm going to get paid for this, but whatever. Okay, anyway. All right, so, okay. So here's how it works. Okay. So when you envisage, whichever word you like, that you want to go somewhere, in this case, you said you want to go travel somewhere, is this your story, correct?
Yeah, this is my story, yes.
Okay, so I desired to go somewhere, and you attached yourself to a creation and inspiration that you wanted. And guess what? When you went to do it, you actually did exactly what you envisioned. That's a definition. Okay, so that's the definition of time travel that I'm struggling to explain. So there is no such thing as time and space. There's just your inspiration and desire to go to another space, another creation. And that's what's so incredible about us is we can actually go create a time and a space for whatever we're inspired to do. And so that's what the bad guys know. And that's why they try and trick us, not teaching us, not telling us that we can do this. So here's the crux of it. Did you know that time and space that you went to didn't exist until you created it? Did you know the door behind your back, there's nothing behind it? Now, you're supposed to ask me, how do I know there's a door behind your back?
Because you see it.
Okay, so this is really what's going on here, is you're in a quantum and conscious, these are not accurate words, you're in a quantum conscious energy system where you can create whatever you want, and everything behind your back doesn't exist until you turn around. That's how powerful you are. So remove time travel and replace it with creation maker. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. I receive it.
Beautiful. Thank you, Elizabeth. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Very interesting. Okay. Next caller is 909, ending in 7336. 7336?
Hello, Jay.
Yes.
Hello. Hi, yes. This is Gina Kim from California.
Yes, hello, Gina. Welcome.
Yeah, hello, Q. I don't know if we have enough time for my question, or I should wait for the next call. We only have about 6 minutes, because this is a very unique question that I'm about to ask. This has happened all during my spiritual mission in Korea back in '90s. I don't know if we're going to have enough time for that.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on, Jane. We've got someone who's in a lot of trouble there.
Okay. All right, Gina. We'll talk at another time. Here we go. All right. Next caller is, I agree with you. 970 ending in 1197. 1197.
Hi, this is Barbara in Colorado, and I'm just so grateful for this call. Thank you so much. Okay, I don't know how to succinctly, but I feel it in my heart, so I'll just say. So the most extraordinary gifts and teaching was the blessing of my two adopted children, and I was in one of my children's births, and I was in the other one and held them at 20 minutes old. And I know some of the history of the birth mothers and the family. So basically, from that moment on, since there wasn't a manual of how to do this, what they've taught me is, because I felt the complexity that I had no idea what they were bringing in. And we talk about ancestral, okay, you know, cellular memory of the ancestral. I had no idea. All I knew was that there was a lot of challenge. And what it forced me to do from the moment that I got picked as a, you know, as a the birth mother, I felt that that was a blessing beyond blessing. And that my responsibility that I was honored with was they chose to come through the biological vehicle because they needed to work through and heal the ancestral of that biology, that genetic. But they
outstanding.
Chose, they
now,
chose,
what is your question?
My question is that, well, I guess I just wanted affirmation because
I understand the purpose of the call now. Okay, all right. So, first of all, what you're experiencing when a baby is born is that they do not have the genetic DNA historian installed into them until they get older. And so they are pure light beings when they come into the body. So almost everyone, when they hold that baby, when it comes out of the womb, firstborn, they sparkle. The baby sparkles, the whole room sparkles because that's an authentic light being. And everybody is in perfect peace and joy. A lot of midwives, a lot of people who help in the birthing process, the reason they keep doing it for many, many, many decades is because they get addicted to that power and that energy from a light being. And so as the baby gets older, it installs the historian of the epigenetic center, which is DNA. So there is no hiding behind the fact that you're watching an angelic event. But you must realize that every human being on this planet has DNA, has a historian from all of their relatives. And as they get older, they are now feeling all of the energies, all the traumas, all of the historian from every single person in their lineage. And that's why they change easily by 10 to 13 years old, somewhere in there.
Well, okay. What I just want
to
make a comment is, I just want real quick is that the thing is that I can't be in my mind what the message was. I cannot be in my mind logically to try to figure all that out, how to be with them. I have to be in my heart, and I have to just come from my truth and from my deep love.
Now, I will explain more about that. That is not an absolute statement. It's now our time because this version of humans is stepping out of that standardization I just explained. We are growing out of it. We are expanding our capabilities. That's what you're experiencing. Outstanding job.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Much love.
Okay. So I know that we need to get to a person that has a call and would like to speak with Q. Even as this call stops, that means it will stop the call, but that doesn't mean that you have to stop. So at some, you know,
I'm never going to stop. I'm never going to stop. You know that.
Okay. So even though we're not really on Blog Talk anymore, we can continue until Q tells me to stop. Okay, here we go. 561 ending in 3550. Hello, 561, ending in 550.
Yes, hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can hear you. Tell us who you are and your question.
That's great. Yes. Hi, Jane. Hi, Q. My name is Alma. I call from Florida.
And your question?
Yes. My question was if maybe Q could maybe explain a little bit more about the aliens and the difference between aliens and humans.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so the definition of an alien would be look in the mirror. That would be my definition of an alien, and here's why. these incredible geneticists, what they've done is they've made just enough human capabilities to harbor a light being, a spirit being. So you're not, your identity has been created for you, as an example. So a light being, a spirit, whatever word you like to use there, is observing what it's like to be a human being, this version of humans. And these folks are so good at it, they made sure that you wouldn't remember who you are. So I always start from that starting point. Don't you notice something feels funny here?
Oh, yeah.
Something's a little off. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll give the broader story real quick here. Most spirit beings go to participate in a reality, a planet, a solar system, a universe, the multiverse, and they usually only have like one life. So most people on planet Earth have missed the ascension process 10, 20,000 times, a tremendous amount of times. And so you're stuck here because you didn't do your homework. And it's not that you didn't do your homework, it's that you didn't realize you were supposed to do any homework because there's only a very small fraction of you in here. So before I can answer your question, you have to realize the aliens are the ones that are keeping you here. And the reason they keep you here is so that they can survive in this reality that you are creating for them. So the alien technology is so vast, we would have to speak about it for 4 or 5 hours. Yeah, they have unbelievable technology, and their best technology is you, your brain. Do you have another question?
So who created the aliens then?
Who? There's so many you can't even describe. So when I deal with these folks every day, and I destroy them every day. And the reason that they keep me around is I give them great hope. So they don't understand how ascension works. They can't do it because they don't live in their heart center. And so the reason you're still here is because they can't figure out how you keep reincarnating. They're like, how is this working? We can't do it, but they can. So you got to remember, these aliens, they live thousands and thousands of years. And guess what? They remember when you reincarnated. And so the question really should be, why do they keep hanging on to us? And the answer will always be because you keep creating an opportunity for them. See, this is why these individuals pray to a dark sun. They know the sun's going to turn off. They know exactly that what happens when ascension is implemented. They don't know when it's going to be implemented, and they don't know how to attach themselves to Source when it is implemented. And when Source implements you, when Source implements ascension, is us creating it. That's the real trick here. See, they'll all disappear once we ascend. They all go away. Everything we created. And they have to start all over again, or they try and capture us to do it all over again. It's not a day-to-day issue. It's a 2,000-year issue. Notice that everything's getting a lot more dramatic now at the end of the 2,000-year cycle. They know it's coming, but they don't know when. You and I do, though, because we're creating it. Does that help you?
I guess so.
Okay.
I guess.
Very good. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Next one is 515 ending in 7388.
Hi, good evening. This is Kim from Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
The question that I have for Q. Hi. The question I have for Q is kind of complicated from my standpoint. I'm sure he'll be able to answer it very easily, but since when I was a little kid, I knew who I was. I knew different places where I was from in different lives. Then I became growing up in the church, the Christian church. And so in the Christian church, I learned different things. And so there's things about the Christian church I would like to know about. Like the main thing is, when people speak in tongues, the Bible says that those people are speaking in an unknown language or the language of angels. So what do you say that that is?
All right, very good. Great question. I love this one. Okay, so who wrote the Bible?
Well...
So you're not going to have an answer. You're not going to have an answer for me, and nobody else has an answer. But I do know the answer. So now who wrote the Bible?
Okay. You're probably going to say we did.
Okay. So your Bible lives inside you. Now, the book that you're reading, who wrote it?
Well, according to what the Bible says, it was holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Spirit.
No, it's okay. So a man wrote it. Is that correct? Let's just say a man wrote it. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah. Several men. Yeah.
I guarantee you it wasn't Jesus. I guarantee you that. But somebody wrote it, correct? Okay. Somebody wrote it, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Now, who do you think that is? If you wanted to control humanity, and you want, by the way, you do know there's about 2,500 different religions with different books. So you're not even going to begin to be able to communicate on this topic until you assume all of the Bibles, all of the religions are one. Okay. So now you know your answer, and the aliens wrote the book. By the way, there's some very good information filtered in there so that you would, say, gravitate towards it, and then deviate at the same time. One of my favorite alien books is The Course in Miracles, and I take a lot of flack for that one. Why would a book need to be 785 pages, by the way, to say, go within? Go within is Jesus' teachings. There is only one page and one statement you need. Everything else is outside yourself. You are your own Bible. You are going to decide what you desire and are inspired to do. Does that help you?
Yes, but I want to know about the tongues. Whose language are we speaking when we speak in tongues?
I already answered your question. All linguistics is alien. I'm sorry. Some of it had great creativity through our inspiration, but all linguistics are alien, and I'll tell you why. When you're a higher frequency being, I can speak with Billy right now, but I'm never using any words. Here, I'll show you another. I'll show you another language. Here, I'll show you one. Italia mia. Talia mia, QNRC, 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 Talia mia, QNRC. Notice that language is different.
Yes.
Okay, now why is it different?
Because
it has nothing to do with the words. It has nothing to do with the words. It has to do with the frequency. That's why this language has consonants. Government this is black magic. All of these words are black magic. I'm sorry, that's where I'm going to stand on that. So tongues is not too far off from that.
So could tongues possibly be a language that I spoke in a prior life? Or is that
absolutely
part of my... Okay.
You must realize that the words I just gave you in a legacy language were fluid because my intention distribute a harmonics, a frequency. You can use any language, negative or positively. It really doesn't matter. But the English language, again, was designed, tongues was designed to hoodwink you. And so it's up to you how you want to use them. They'll always be up to you how you use them. If you use them authentically, they can be very positive.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
And if for those people that haven't read A Course in Miracles, go get it. Start reading it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Okay, thank you very much, Kim. All right. That was very good. That was very insightful, Q, again. So here we go. Next caller is 509 ending in 1351. 1351, you're on the air. Jane, is that you? Hello? This Jane? Is Jane and Q is here, yes.
Hi, Jane, this is Sandy. California, how are you?
Okay, Sandy. Q is here. You have a question?
Yes. Is it all right if I ask a question of space nature?
Ask Q.
Okay. I didn't get to meet you, Q. Anyway, we live a little bit different here than most people. We actually live in a portal. We also have one in our home. I'm a starseed and visibly part Pleiadian. And I was lucky enough twice to see Zora's ship, one of the best things I've seen for quite a while. But my question is, I seem to be exhausted from all these downloads, which makes it very difficult for me to live in the third dimension. And I know I have to rest a lot.
Thank you.
And, pardon?
Go ahead, please. Quickly, we have other callers.
Okay, my question was, I know that they're clearing the Mars base with the reptilians, and I am part of the Galactic Federation, and I'm asking for some advice to where possibly I could be in on that, in the atmosphere and then on Mars.
All right. Okay, so first of all, you really want the truth? You really want the information? You're asking about.
Yes, I do.
You want it on the radio and everyone to hear?
Well, no, but could I speak with you later?
No. This is why I do these shows. Okay, so.
All right, then I'll withdraw the question then. Thanks.
Okay, so I have complete 100% visibility to you. Okay.
Okay.
And you're being misled is what I'll leave it at that. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Would you like to ask another question?
No, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. Okay. Next question is coming from 503 ending in 5222, everyone. 5222, you're on the air.
Yes,
hello,
Jane. Hello, Q. My name is Masha. I'm from Oregon. My question is, could you please explain, Q, why do we have to say our command to our spirit verbally? I thought spirit knows what we want and hears our internal communication. And when we do say our commands verbally, what really happens to our spirit?
Outstanding question. This is my favorite question for sure. Okay. So How many strands of DNA do you have?
I don't know.
There you go. Okay, so genetically we were created to only receive so much percentage of our light body. And so I'll answer the question for you. Don't you think it's kind of funny that you only have two strands of DNA, and when you take an imagery of it, it's all broken up, and it's what everything in the universe, is geometrically symmetric. So look at a starfish, look at a snowflake, a plant. All of your genes are a perfect geometric pattern, but your DNA only has two strands with broken ladders all the way up it. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This version of humans was only designed to have a very small portion of the light body in it. That's the trick that's going on here. So the reason that you command verbally is because you're creating the intention to ask a portion. So you can fragment, you can silo, you can distribute your light body, your spirit, all over the universe. I'm living proof. You can put a light being into multiple beings here. Ask Billy. You can take a percentage of source and distribute it. You can spread it all over, whatever you want, just based on your inspiration, your excitement. So this version of humans, the reason you command it is because verbally, the reason you do it verbally is you're going around the trap, which is your mind. When you think you want it, you're now inviting. When you pray, you're actually inviting to be prayed. That's why I say you do it verbally. So it will be not only authentic, but it will go around the mind trap. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so there's a very small fraction of most days you only have 10% of your spirit in you. You don't have very much. Not only because of your atmosphere, your food, the type of vessel you're in, you're not in a very efficient being, by the way. And so this is why I do these calls, because I have my DNA has been stripped, and that's why I was targeted and attacked, and why Billy was attacked and targeted, is we have less DNA hindrances. We have less filters on our abilities. And so you can either embrace it or you can dismiss what I'm saying to you, but you only have about, in any given day, 5 to 10% of you. Here, you can check my words right now. There's a day once a month where you clean the roof, you remodel the garage, you wash the car. You know that day. Everything, you got 10, 20 things done in a day that you would never get done the day prior. That's the day where you had a lot more percentage of your light body in you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Thank you for that call. That's a great question.
That was very good.
Thank you so much, Q. Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Thank you. That 5 to 10% is not very much, Q. That's
it's not. I know. I know. I'm waiting for everybody, and everybody's catching up, though. I will let you know. People are catching up.
5 to 10% isn't much. Okay, we got a ways to go, guys. All right, next question is coming from 336, ending in 4698. 4698, hello.
Hello, how are you? Hi.
Yeah, we're great. How are you? We've got two.
I'm doing very well. Thank you. I have just a peculiar question, but let me just try to get some buffers before that. I was sitting on my deck one day, and I noticed a shadow of waves going way out, just a shadow of waves mm-hmm. going all the way out as far as I could see, as I live on a fairway. And I could see these shadows of waves on the ground going way out and coming back in, back and forth, sort of like the waves in an ocean. And I mm-hmm. couldn't figure out what could that possibly be. Now, that happened over a month ago. Every day since, I have been looking for that same thing. It was mid-morning. The sun was out, and – I haven't been able to see anything like that.
Yeah.
So my question
is,
what could that have possibly been?
Okay, so as I said, we're all getting our feet underneath us. There's a clue to where I'm at. Can you hear the waves?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Isn't that interesting timing for the question?
Yes, very much so.
All right.
Thank
all right,
you.
So, yes, very good. Okay, so the as I've stated, we are getting our feet underneath us. And so as you start seeing the veil lift and creating your reality, that's you creating it. You really are doing that. And the universe around you is supporting you. So I had a call a couple of weeks ago, who's helping me? And I said, you are. And basically it was a senator, and he said, well, who's helping me in this reality? And I said, the universe is, because you've created this universe and you're creating the outlook. So you and I both know that this is not a negative event. This is a very positive, right? So you can see that you envisioned another reality and it actually happened. And so this is some of my pet peeves about the woo-woo club, the spiritual community, the spiritual corporation, I'm getting ready to call it. We're at a time in our evolution that we can create the frequency in the universe we want in real time. And so when they call it a Mandela effect, as an example, it's being hidden by, you can create anything you want, past, future, or present. There's no such thing as time. And so if you envision that you're in a land of golf courses that have waves to them, then you just created that.
Yes. Oh, my. Interesting. Thank you.
You betcha.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Part of your awakening process for you. Beautiful. Okay. Next one is 951, ending in 5763.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Yeah. Hi.
Tell us.
Hi, Q. I have a question.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Bob from California.
Okay, Bob.
Yeah, just one second. There's a little wind. Okay, my question is, when we move from 3D to 5D, does our physical DNA change when we make that transition?
Okay, so when are we going to do that?
I'm sure.
I get to
We're
have fun, too.
It.
When are we going to do that, Bob, when are we going to do that?
When we're ready.
Wow. So I guess would you like to try another question?
Well, the question was if our physical DNA will change. Because
okay. Okay, I gotcha. Okay, so the only thing stopping you from being there is you, because right now you are there. You're talking to someone at a higher frequency. So the fact that you're participating at a higher frequency should be your clue. Is your physical being going to change? Is that the question? Or the DNA going to change?
The DNA.
The DNA is going to restrict restrict less of you. That's what will be happening because you're using more of the light body. So the light body is basically going to go around the DNA, not to say that you couldn't have a 12-strand DNA human being and they would be incredibly powerful, incredible capabilities, but it's still a filter. It's still a restriction to the light body. So remember, when you're a spiritual being, a spirit, you don't have a brain and you don't have DNA. That's your clue.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Makes
Thank
sense.
You.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Now, the next question is, okay, when on Earth, when, you know, the mother has the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're always trapped with that DNA.
Correct.
And so, okay, so I was wondering how Jesus or yourself weren't trapped by the physical mother. You know,
great question. Outstanding
yeah.
question. Okay, so here's how it works. Genetically, there's several. This was a positive trick to the dark side. There's several genetics on the planet that don't accept the, let's say, reinforcement of DNA. Jesus had all of his DNA stripped. Princess Diana, Ron Amatron, Buddha. And so what's happened now is it's far more common now that DNA does not hinder and or restrict and or filter the volume of light body coming into you. Now, what's more interesting is the master geneticist knew this and know it. You can use, hopefully I'm not speaking out of turn, you can use Billy and myself as an example. We were abducted in the secret military projects because they wanted to understand how this works, and they still, of course, can't figure it out. But essentially, you can take DNA and you can make it stronger, or you can strip it out when you come into the vessel, and that's what we did with me.
Okay.
So
okay,
I hope that answers your question. So genetically,
yeah.
You have to do a lot of work to you know, get on top of this, but it is possible, and that's why I teach these commands, because the more light body you bring into you, the more the DNA has any impact on your light body. That's the best I can do with the language.
Excellent. Okay, one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding a spirit body, which
mm-hmm.
is never incarnated anywhere, or you know, way back at the beginning, so you have a spirit body. Could this
mm-hmm.
spirit body, it has a DNA, does it, a DNA... At that point,
that's incorrect. Incorrect. Try again,
okay.
please.
Okay. Can that body
the first spirit's incarnation is the question, correct?
Yeah, the first spirit.
Remove DNA because DNA has to do with the human. So now talk about the light comes out to express an experience. The universe is the question,
okay.
correct?
Yep.
Okay, now where is it going to go?
Okay, does it have a spirit body, like in the form of a human, that it can just drop into 3D?
No. So first of all, you must realize that you are source. We're all the same thing. And when we come into the multiverse, not just this
mm-hmm.
universe, the multiverse, there's nothing you do not know. There's not one piece
okay.
of information you do not have. As a light being, the only thing you have not experienced, expressed, understood, is being the knowledge you have in singularity.
Okay.
So and this is why this is such an incredible, incredible, valuable expression of ourselves, to be in singularity of all the knowledge we already created.
Okay.
That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good answer. Cause you know, there was talk about how, you know, the human was created in a spiritual world first. You know,
absolutely incorrect. So start in neutrality, peace, energy. There's nothing out here yet. And that's why it's such a privilege to be out here. This is a great privilege to be a human being. To see what it's like to be this version of a human is a great, great privilege. Never doubt it.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. I appreciate that. All right, sounds
good.
You betcha.
I'll
let somebody else. somebody
else. Great day to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great day to you.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good week.
Very, very good. Okay. Michelle, could I just see if I'm correct then in terms of what you just said, Q. So, what I'm feeling is that it is a tremendous honor in order for us as humans in this version or just being in this body, coming from spirit, to be able to experience a singularity at this time and then moving from here to remembering all that we are in terms of source.
Yes, I couldn't state it any better. It's just a great, even the hoodwinking that's happened. You know, my desire to do these shows is to explain ascension, and that is once you're in peace energy consistently, you can leave this place and you can go to another place. It's no big deal. You do it all the time. You've done it a billion times, and so How come we're not remembering that the ascension cycle is upon us is beyond me. I can't figure it out either. I thought this would be simple. I just come and say, you know, you can ascend whenever you want, and nobody understands a word I'm saying. Oh, okay. I may have had this conversation with Ted Martin. He goes, you mean I can be at peace right now? Yeah, you could. So why aren't you? You know, I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but why do you keep going on this duality merry-go-round? And,
right.
Yeah, you got it right, Jane. Thanks.
We're on our way, Q. Anyway, 703 ending in 8389.
Hello, this is Alice in Maryland. Hi, Jane.
Oh, hi, Alice. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, magnificent, and my first time speaking with Q on this call. How are you?
A great day to you. Thank you for being on the call. How can I help and support and assist you today?
Funny thing happened today. I wanted to share and then ask if there was any insight that you would like to share. So you were talking about transition specialist. And
yes.
I got an email today for a job. And it said, transition specialist. And I just thought, I have to let you know, okay, are you trying to tell me something? I saw the email, and I said, oh, transition specialist, that's interesting. Now, you have to understand, my passion is playing the piano and playing music, and that's what I do to disconnect, to, you know, try not to think. And I've been having a lot of fun with what you've been telling us to do and teaching us how to, and recognize when we're adjusting and all that. But today, the transition specialist email stood out, and you talked about how that's what you are. So can you tell me more about that role? Because I think I already know I'm a transition specialist in my family, in my soul family, because that's kind of what I'm helping everyone
okay,
with.
Good. Good. Great question. Looks like the call's over with because you said, I think, I know. So I guess we already know.
We know. So what was the correlation with the email? I mean, did I just create that for my own?
You know, I wonder if I'm wasting my time on these calls. But, you know, if you're inspired to do you're getting all the universe is giving you all the clues, you know, whether you're going to smell the coffee is up to you, but you've got all the opportunities. This is why I'm here, to eat the breadcrumbs or go to the end of the trail, you know. So what do you believe is the truth for you?
I know the truth.
Then why are we doubting ourselves? You don't need me to answer these questions. Forgive me for being so frank, but you don't need me for these questions.
Absolutely. I get it. Well, something else interesting. Okay, did I create all of the faces that I see when I look out the window? And this is something that's been happening. I mean, what is the meaning of this?
Okay, so the inspiration that you had, let's just talk. So there was inspiration for Billy and Jane to create a radio show. There was inspiration for me to pick up the phone today. There was inspiration for you to call. Everything is designed. Synchronicity is your true state of living. When you live in a state of synchronicity, I can't wait to do it as an example. That's when everything folds out right in front of you. As example, I just got an opportunity to go work for XYZ company, whatever, as a transition. You're seeing the natural form of our creativity. When we are synchronized in inspiration, all the people show up right on time, all the resources, all the money, everything just happens. When you fight it is when it doesn't work. When you cram it down the chute, it doesn't work, does it?
Right.
Those days are gone. That's what I'm saying to everyone. We're now evolved so far past those days. We're now able to create those visions. If it's an envision, if it's a reality, if it's a movie you want to create, if it's a story that you want to create, there is no boundaries to your creativity now. Only you are the only thing that can slow you down.
Yay.
Glad that was some help. Thank you for allowing me to do that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Alice. All right. We have five more calls, Q. All right.
Five
next
more.
Caller
okay.
Is 78. Yep. 780 ending in 2255.
This is good service.
Hi, Q. Hi, Jane. It's Brenda calling from Canada.
Okay. My question is, Q, you've said that there are big benefits to us laughing collectively for 5 minutes. So mm-hmm. Can you make us all laugh for 5 minutes as a collective? Can you drop in like you did earlier on the call to help a gal drop her thoughts to her heart? And another time you took somebody over the ocean a couple calls ago. I don't remember the details, but so can you come and help us all laugh for 5 minutes? Because it seems like that would raise our frequencies greatly.
Absolutely not. Sounds ridiculous. No, that was funny, everyone. That was funny. Okay. The reason I do that is because I want to explain to you, and thank you for the question. That was several weeks ago. Thank you for watching that show. I'm reminding you that you don't need me to do that. So this is why we don't show my identity. This is why, I do my best to explain that this is not about me. Even though I have a little more horsepower than many individuals here, you have the same abilities I do. And if you're not exercising, if you're not lifting the weights, if you're not going to the gym, you're not going to get there. And so, I have fun doing that, but I'm not a pony dog show here. I'm not a clown at the circus. I'm trying to explain to you, forgive me if I'm flipped, but you have all the abilities right inside you right now to be a fully capable higher dimensional beings. So the fact that you listen to the show should be enough information for you.
Okay.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Forgive me, Jane, but I really don't want to be a false altar for these people because I consider them geniuses and they don't need me. They need themselves.
No, exactly. And I think that's the message that we are gods and goddesses. So that was good though. That was good for Brenda to come and call and just kind of confirm again, exactly that we have the power. So, all right. So the next caller we have is 845, ending in 4478.
Well, hello there, Jane, and I forgot the gentleman's speaking name. Q. That's right. Oh, this is the 10-to-1 man, right?
I don't know what that
thank
means.
You so much. Thank you so much.
The 10-to-1 man. Okay. My name is Bobby, and I'm here in Newburgh, New York.
Hi, Bobby. What's your question?
Question is this. Which is more important to say, the Lord's Prayer according to Jesus Christ? Of course, that's in a religion. That's in a religion. Or the 10 through 1, and then your command.
So it really doesn't matter. Only your intentions matter. So there's many sermons that are very valuable in religion. It's understanding your intentions and how they, let's say, amend themselves to your sermon. So if you want to use my words, it's just a template. If you want to use the Lord's Prayer, again, the deliverable has to do with your verbal intentions. The minute you're in mind energy, that's the trick, though. I will never deviate from you're not a being of mind. You're in a being that has a mind.
Okay, so the God is within you, and that's the being you're referring to?
That's correct. So you are Source. There's no such thing as a God. You are a portion of God. That's why I'm doing these calls, is to remind everybody that your Source, your energy, you're traveling throughout the universe, and Source will always direct its energy however it's inspired to do.
Thank you very much, Q.
You betcha. A beautiful day to you.
Okay. Okay, Bobby. Thank you. All right. Next caller is 201, ending in 6713. 6713. Hello?
Hi, Jane. Hi, Q. This is Gita from Santa Monica. I have a question about insomnia and how much sleep does our body really need to function? And I feel so, like, connected to something must have happened in the SSP program. I was drawn to that.
Yeah, so most people, most of the SSP program was implemented. What geography did you grow up in?
Trinidad, West Indies.
West Indies, yeah, okay. So most of the SSP programs was implemented, where they were really trying to do most of the abductions, certainly with myself, was right in the mid-70s was very powerful time, all the way up till the early 80s. And so I'll assume that rings a bell. And so what you're seeing usually in the sleep state is a program. So I had three implants put in me, which we can call programs if you like. And so those programs have time delays, time devices on them. So maybe once a year you'll notice that there are some interesting events for you. I'm doing my best not to create the timeline. I'm in a tidal wave. Hang on. Anyway,
Are you okay, Q?
I'm fine. Now everybody knows
okay.
I live on the water. Okay. So
right.
Anyway, to help you with that is really to recognize what direction it's coming from. So certainly that has happened to me a lot. When I deal with it, I actually attack the individuals and destroy them. And they don't come back ever again. So we must realize when an entity is attacking you, they're actually very afraid of what's going to happen if you know how to deal with it. So you have to remember, you don't ever die. You never die. Now, the entity knows that you don't know that. But the entity knows it can die. It'll never be in the universe ever again. So what if you were a being who knew you lived a million lives? But if you were attacked and you defended yourself, they would never live ever again. But you, as Source, will never die. You will never, ever die. And they know that. And they also know that you can't remember that. So my suggestion is when you are attacked, you use the electromagnetic etheric field of the planet. You make a laser beam out of it and you zap them. It takes training. It takes practice. But I think Jason Quitt has a couple books out. Stuart Swordlow has books out. Start learning how to do it, and it'll be no problem.
And our bodies only need how many hours of sleep, you think, to regenerate?
One more time, say again. I didn't hear you.
Our bodies, how much hours? Because I have a problem with insomnia.
Okay.
So I probably need about 3 hours sleep.
Okay, so watch. Go get a Tide book, and you can prove what I'm saying to you. You get a Tide book, and you'll see that the moon is a machine. And right now, most of us are living a 24-hour day in 14 hours. And then on top of it, most of us are being abducted every 10 minutes, cut and paste, cut and paste. So I cannot answer the question of how much sleep you need. You need to be the gauge of that. Trust me when I say time is being accelerated dramatically. And so if you feel like you need to sleep during the day, I would do it. Don't put time lines in front of your body's needs. If you feel like you need to sleep and it's 9 a.m, then do it. Well, I'm not the greatest person to ask a question about that because no. I don't have anybody stopping me from doing what I want, but maybe you do.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Thanks.
Okay. Yep. Thank you. Hey, Q, what is the name of that book or the person, Jason Quitt?
Yeah, Jason Quitt was probably, he's got 3 books out now. He did a good job, a comprehensive overview of sleep paralysis. And he goes into the great, he proves basically the definitions regarding the alien abductions in your sleep. And,
oh, nice.
And so he can extrapolate the information better than I can. I think everybody should probably just take a peek at it, even if they're not having the problems.
Sure.
They can understand how the multiverse works.
So is that Quick?
Quit. T is at the end.
Oh, Quit.
I'm pretty sure. I might have it wrong. I personally have not read any of his books, but I I am aware of him.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Q. All right. We've got 2 more. We'll let you go. Get back to your...
This is fun. These are great questions. These are outstanding. 2 more is good to take.
All right. There we go. 541 ending in 1441. This has been great. It's been great. Fun. 1441. Hello.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Q. This is Nicole from Oregon.
Yes. Hello, Nicole.
Hi. So I've been really inspired since hearing the information that you've shared with us, and I've listened to every call I could find of yours and also Ron Amatron. And so many things are very similar that you guys share, but I'd really like to know more about, like, when we're being abducted, I know he says that another clone body comes into that place and that we're not really human most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just curious more about the clone bodies and how we can be more human more of the time. I'm sure it's probably bringing more of our light into our body, but I would love to hear it from you.
Okay, so you just asked 750 questions. And okay, let me show you how the cloning works. Okay, so I'll give you some clues that you can research. You remember you watched an ancient show on National Geographic or cartoons, and the medicine man always carried around a bone to do healing? Remember that?
No.
The medicine man always had a bone with him, right? Jane, can you help me out here?
I think I do remember that, but yes.
That, remember, he had a bone in his hair. He had.
Yes.
Okay. That
oh,
is your
yes,
okay.
Of
so.
Course. Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. The reason that they would put bones in their hair on top of their head is because that's a genetic. That's a genetics to, let's say, attach to, and transfer to. So, many of the grave robbers. That we believe are stealing jewels and wealth, because we put grandma's necklace in there, they're actually stealing the genetics. And so you take that bone and you can actually clone with it. You can take the thing's still alive, it's still got the genetic DNA. And so what you can do is, because there's only such a small portion of you in you, and you desire to be in you, if you will, the best of the worst, as I call it, just like Ron would call it, you jump back into that body, genetic body, that is now got programs, or it can have, let's say, limitations, but it can still receive a percentage of your spirit body because you desire to be here. So the cloning technology can work several different ways, and that's why I said you asked 758 questions. The most popular way to do it is to segregate the spirit that wants to be in this reality. So the reason that there can be so many of yous here is, and here is a very broad statement, is that you desire to be in this realm, in this reality, in a genetic, let's say, mapping that you would like. And so the genetic mapping is really the real question is, why do you keep wanting to come back into that geometric mapping, and why do you want to keep coming here is really the question. Because you desire to help. That's what's going on. So you can make multiple use, cut and paste you. I can take a piece of skin from you right now, and I can make another you. And because you desire to be you so much, you're living another timeline parallel to this timeline. Very tricky to explain in the English language, but essentially you can have 100 lifetimes right now in the same reality.
How do those affect us in this reality?
A what?
You can check my words right now. You can say, there was a day where your friend said, "Hey, I saw you at the carnival," and you said, "I never went to the carnival." You remember that day? Everyone has this memory. I saw you at the movie, but I didn't go to the movie last week. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone has that experience. Okay, and so that's how they do it. See, there's no such thing as time. There's only the ability to cut and paste time. Can't even explain the English language. What is your question? Forgive me.
Where are the clones housed?
Housed is not the correct definition. They're living in a reality to harbor, attach more of the technology related to the aliens. So the question really should be, how come I'm recreating another reality 100 times a day so that they can survive? And that would be the answer.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sorry, it's tricky. It's tricky to understand. It's very vast.
Yeah, I appreciate
so,
it. It's really interesting.
Yeah. So is that the reason for so many parallel realities in which we live in?
Right, and so then that's some of the trickery that's going on, the torture, the treachery, in my opinion. You're calling it a Mandela effect? No. It should be an abduction of creativity, a creation. Your partner is a great example of how this works. We're masters of creativity. Hindering us is what they're trying to do, stopping us from creating our future that we want.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. This is our last call.
Last call. Love it.
All right. It has been so fantastic. It's been great. Everybody is uplifted. All right, here we go. 760 ending in 8663.
Hi.
Yes?
Hi,
you
want to
tell us
Hi,
who you
Kim.
Are?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You are?
Myra from Myra. Okay. Hello.
Yes. Hi, Myra. Yes.
Hi. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Q. My question is, Q, are you going to be teaching the transition specialist classes?
Hey, great question. Well, you know, okay, so, you know, as we maturate, I'll call it, I do plan on teaching transition. I'm relying on, you know, people like Billy and Jane. All the calls I get, there's one thing in common, even when I do Ted Marsh shows and stuff, everyone has the same theme. And where are our collaboration centers? So they've done a good job of segregating us into states of a union, cities, and everyone's dying to have collaboration centers where we can learn from each other.
Right.
So yes, there is going to be a day where I am not going to write a book, but there will be a day when I do support collaboration centers, whether it's a number of people want to put these together. And so, yes,
right.
We don't, you know, the real goal is I do not want to be a false altar just because I have a little more capabilities. And so you
right.
have all the same abilities I have. And I guess I'm going to keep doing these radio shows for the short term, but I'm relying on these collaboration centers to be put together where I can do visitations and I'm not, you know, some false
Absolutely.
God.
No,
Beautiful.
I know. Thank you so much for your
okay.
teachings. And thank you, Jane. And much love
okay.
to you.
You're
and
okay.
Just keep on rocking and
everyone.
May I have some last words there, Jane?
Oh, absolutely. Here, please.
It is my great honor to receive all of your care packages. It is such a blessing. I've never received so much love from any two people. You guys are amazing to send me all the resources you have, the people who have donated, and it's just amazing. I never expected anything like what you've given me, and I don't expect anything. I just am here to be of support and awareness just only exclusively because I have my memories back. And we're all going to get our abilities back, I guarantee you. And it is my great honor to share and contribute, co-create with everyone. My great love to you all. Thank you. Thank you.
We love you and thank you so much, Q. All right. That's our call for today, everyone. So go back, re-listen, and enjoy, and have a wondrous, glorious, and loving day, as Zora has always said. And let's all be enlightened, be in peace, in joy, and inspiration. So, good day, everyone.
Oh. Man,
95% to go. That's not good, honey. We have a long ways to go.